Zohar, Bo, Day 1 in Chok Yisrael, an excerpt from 33b. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Bo, Paro, go to Paro. Kini ichbadati eslibo, because I hardened his heart. So explanation, Yehuda Pasach v'yomer. Yehuda opened the discourse and said, Ashrei Yom Yodei Sruah, happy is the nation that knows the shofar blast. Hashem, yopanecha yalichuna, Hashem, in light of your face they go. Verse in Tehillim. 89:16 or 7:16. How much is it necessary for people to walk in the ways of the Holy One, blessed be He? The Meita Bekudi rise unto God, the commandments of the Torah. Begin the Yiskun Bola Almada Asi, and we should merit to Olam Haba, the world to come. Sheiz Valon Mikol Kidrugin Ilayl Satan, to save them from all accusations of above and below. Above, it means there's angels that Chas V'Shalom try and convict the person. And below, people see in this world the things they're trying to get them. But through guarding the commandments of the Torah, which connect above and below, a person is saved from both types of accusations and problems and judgments. Begin to kamod ishtokhu mekadrigan v'amul sata, because just like is found accusers in the world below, you have the prosecution, such things are chumul san hokhi nami. Thus, similarly, ishtaku mekatrigin leila is found accusers above. The kaimi alayhu de benoshet, they stand upon people. Inon davdin bekuri deraisa v'alzi b'yoch meisha b'dachad emreihon, those that do the commandments of the Torah and go in a straight path in the fear of their master. Go in a straight path, because a person who fulfill the Torah and still has to show him not be straight, because he doesn't have the right balance, the right version of the Torah. So it's necessary to, in the commandments of the Torah itself, to go straight. And what is, how, what brings a person to that? Fear of Hashem, that he really is aware and sees the presence of Hashem and sees that he's with Hashem in everything he does. So those people, how much of their defenders that stand upon him from above? He has defending angels that learn merit upon him. As you find it says, verse in Eov and Job 33:23. There is upon him one angel who is learning upon him merit. Out of 1,000 accusing angels, the Gemara explains about Likin, he's saved. So even it's written over there also. The next verse, Vaychanenu, when he has mercy, Hashem has pity upon him. It says, redeem him from going down to the pit. What Sasi Kofar I found, an atoner, I found a redeemer. Begin kach, because of this, Zako Iuman denota bekudi araisa. Merit worthy is he, one who guards the commandments of the Torah. Amle Yibchia, said to me, Yibchia, Ihochi. If so, why is it necessary over here for an angel to be a defender upon a person? Behold, isn't it written, verse of Mishlei, Proverbs 3:26, because Hashem will be like your defender and will guard your feet from being trapped. See, it was written a verse in Tehillim in Psalms 121:7. Hashem Yishmochom Mikol Ra, Hashem will guard you from all bad. Because the Holy One, blessed be He, sees everything that a person does in the world. Hein tov hein bish, whether it's good or whether it's bad. A person puts his shoe on, a person eats breakfast, everything the Eivishta sees. V'chein huam, thus it says also in Yirmiyah and Jeremy 23:24. Yisaser ish mistarim, if a person will hide himself in hidden places, vanilo or inunum Hashem, and I will not see him, says Hashem. So what does a person need an angel to defend him? God knows everything, and he himself can save the person. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Rabbi Yehuda, he answered back, Kula hachi hu vaday. Certainly, this is the way it is. This is all the way it is. Aval, but hoksi, behold, this is written in verse in Eov 2:6, 2:5. V'ga elat smecho, v'el besaro. Hashem told the devil, touch to him and to his flesh. Siv, next verse there, verse number 2 there. But see, seni vo levalo chinam. And you seduced me to swallow him for nothing. So we see from this whole story of Eov, which teaches many deep principles about Hashkocha, about the divine providence, that permission is given to the other side to accuse. Al the alma of things in the world. was Masr Biyado, and to be given into their jurisdiction, into its hands. So even though Hashem sees everything, Hashem controls everything, but Hashem made a system. He made a game, and he plays by the rules of the game, by the rules of his own system. And he created as if this were this balance between a good side and a bad accusing side. So as if it were, he has to have these defending angels to learn merit on a person to save him from the other side. There's reasons, of course, why Hashem set up things specifically like that. These are all hidden ways before the Holy Spirit. These things are hard for human mind to grasp, but this is the way Hashem made it, and there's reasons for it very deep. And you're not fit to go after them, in other words, to understand the real depths behind them. Because those laws of the Holy One, blessed be He, like the supernal etiquette, humans, they're not allowed to be exacting after them. Say, oh, what is God? What does He need? Angels on this side and that side, defenders and prosecutors and the whole game. No, God knows what He's doing. There's a reason why He set up this system. Bar inon zakoik showed, except for those meritworthy, true meritworthy, righteous. The Yodin Razi said, know the secrets of the Torah. Vazin ba'ochad chokhmasagon, and they go in the way of wisdom. Minda inon inon stimin diraisa, to know those hidden issues of the Torah. So then Hashem reveals to him the secret ideas and the depths behind His divine providence and why things are the way they are. Now, of course, these rabbis, the Zohar, they certainly were in this category, but they weren't coming in this piece over here to reveal the details of this. They're first coming to reveal that, yes, there are things we don't understand for the sake of the average person, and to know that it's not given for the average person to understand. But certainly they themselves understood it. And that explains why Hashem sent Moshe to Paro. Hashem needs Moshe Rabbeinu to go and redeem Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, from the hands of Paro. He could do it himself. No, Hashem wanted to be awakened to a human being, and this world should be set up an arena, back and forth, the good side, the bad side, and they should fight, it should be ups and downs, it looked as if He has enslaved, it looked as if they redeemed us, then it went back and forth. And Hashem set up this whole scenario, and there's reasons why it has to be like this.